Shalom Aleichem, BFFT 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Dav Samach, Zvachim 60A, pagination is 119. We're starting from the Gemara towards the bottom of the page, about 10, 11 lines up. Omar Rebbe, and then Elazar on the next line. Omar Rebbe Elazar said, Mizbeach Shanifgam, a Mizbeach, the Mizbeach, that has a pigam, a blemish. Something got chipped. So we mentioned in the last session that this would be the whole discussion of nira v'nidche on a karban, that you can't bring the karban anymore. Now we're discussing ein ochlin bigino shiyare mincha. You're not able to eat because of it, the leftovers of the mincha that's supposed to be eaten. It has to be eaten in front of, so to speak, the mizbeach, meaning the mizbeach exists intact. And if it's not intact, you're not going to be able to eat the mincha. Ask the Gemara of Chiyetzel HaMizbeach Ichlua, you don't eat the karban mincha by the mizbeach. The Pasuk tells us that you eat it b'makom kadosh, in the entire area of the Azara, the courtyard. So when it says that you're eating it Eitzel HaMizbeach, it means El Bezman Shehu Shalem V'lo Bezman Shehu Chaser. It has to be that the Mizbeach is viable, it's intact, it's active. And then you could eat the Karban Mincha. Again, it has nothing to do with being right next to. It has to be that it's intact. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan Shiyare Mincha. So we have a source for the leftovers of the mincha. Kodshe kadoshim minalon. How do you know other kodshim, the high-level kodshim? Tamalama kodesh kadoshim. Since there's a comparison, a gzereshave, regarding kodesh kadoshim, so it has the same halacha as the mincha. Ask the Gemara, kodshim kalim minayin. How do you know that the lesser level of karbanos, the Kodshim Kalim, also have this halacha that the Mizbeach has to be intact? Amar Abaye, Asya Midrasha de Rabbi Yossi, that is sourced as Rabbi Yossi taught. And we kind of launch in to a related discussion. Detanya, as we learned, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Gimel Devarim, three things. That's what he said. Mishum Gimel Zekenim, in the name of three different elders. V'ze Echad Mehen, this is one of them, and here goes. Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Rabbi Yishmael says, Yocho Yala Oda Maisa Sheni Lirushalayim V'yochlenu Bizman Hazeh. I would think that a person can bring up the second tithe to Yerushalayim, where it was supposed to be eaten in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. You could do it even nowadays and eat it over there. The Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, is the second tithe that's tithed most often. We have a Shemitah cycle, a seven-year cycle. The seventh year is not doing the tithes. But in the first and second year, we're doing the tithe that includes Maaser Sheni. The third year is going to be Maaser Ani, the poor tithe. And then 4 and 5 is again Maaser Sheni, brought up to Yerushalayim, eaten by the owner. And the 6th is again Maaser Ani. So that Maaser Sheni, which is brought up by the owner to Yerushalayim, I would think you could do it even nowadays. V'dinhu, and it's logical, B'char ta'navu'as makom, u'maaser ta'navu'as makom, B'char, the firstborn of certain kosher animals, is requiring that you bring it to Yerushalayim and it be eaten by the Kohen. Maaser is going to be eaten by the owner. It's also requiring being brought to Yerushalayim. Ma b'chor eino ela b'fnei habayis, af maaser eino ela b'fnei habayis. Just like b'chor can only be shecht and brought in the time that the Beis HaMikdash is standing, so my reaction would be that Maaser can also only be done at the time that the Beis HaMikdash is standing, and that argument doesn't really hold, and therefore I'm still wondering, maybe I could do it Bizman HaZeh in our time. Why doesn't that argument hold? Says the Gemara, beginning of the next line, Ma'ale b'chor shekein ton matan damim ve'emurim legabe mizbeach. A b'chor is a carbon. It's going to have to be brought on the mizbeach. So you can't bring it on the mizbeach because the mizbeach is not standing. So I understand why b'chor doesn't work in our time. Bikurim yochichu. Bikurim are also not brought in our time. So maybe that's the analogy that we should draw to know the halacha by Ma'aser Sheni, by the second tithe. But ma'ala bikurim shekein tunin hanocha. Bikurim also require a Beis HaMikdash because you have to put them down. You have to put them over there by the Beis HaMikdash. And you can't do that. But again, I'm wondering, Ma'aser Sheni, maybe Ma'aser Sheni could be done, could be eaten bizman hazeh. What we actually do bizman hazeh is we tithe the Ma'aser Sheni and we transfer its holiness onto a coin, even if it's a fraction of its value, but you could transfer its holiness onto a coin, and that coin ends up getting destroyed because we are not able to consume it in Yerushalayim, but we have this loophole that we could transfer the holiness onto a coin, so that's what we do, and we end up making the food available. In any case, how do you know that you can't do Ma'aser Sheni straight away and just eat it in Yerushalayim? Bechor doesn't prove anything because it's a carbon. Bikurim doesn't prove anything because it's brought to the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know Ma'aser Sheni can't be done bizman hazeh? Ma'aser Sheni is just eaten in Yerushalayim's boundaries. Nothing really to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Lomar, it's a pasuk. Vahavesem shama olo seichem. You should bring over there your korban ola, and the pasuk continues, even though our Gemara doesn't quote the entire pasuk. It just says vigomer and so on, but included in the pasuk is masros seichem, bechoros bekarchem, these different items that we've been discussing. Makish meiser lebechor. So there's a comparison of meiser to firstborn. Ma b'chor enu ela b'fnei habayis. Just like firstborn animal only applies in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, af ma'aser enu ela b'fnei habayis. So the ma'aser sheni also applies only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's from this pasuk and this drasha and this discussion that we will also know the topic that we began, that we should make a hekesh between the karbanos that are of the status of kachim kalim, that if the mizbeach is not intact, then they cannot be eaten. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.